So you want to be an engineer? First of all, hello everyone. My name is Jose Rodriguez and I'm a senior petroleum engineering student attending the University of Houston. On this episode, I will be giving real advice on what to expect coming in as a freshman trying to major in engineering. The following tips are applicable and any engineer who has gone through the adversity will be able to verify what I'm about to tell you. I hope my advice will bring a new perspective to incoming students and parents who have sons or daughters interested in being engineers. I will be hitting on 5 major topics and expanding on them on a no BS straight to the point matter that I hope will help others. These topics will be about previous work ethic, being reasonable and realistic, what hard work entails, knowing the risk of just trying it out, and that shit's hard and most people don't make it. So let's get straight to the point. Number 1, previous work ethic. Coming in as an engineer, in my experience, the best indicator of how people will do is previous work ethic. What this means is how did you handle yourself before college? Did you take high school seriously? Did you take the advanced courses and study all the time, or was high school more of a joke? Answer these questions truthfully, as they would be a good indicator as how successful you will be in engineering. Now, this doesn't mean you can't be an engineer because you slacked in high school. It's just the means of gauging where you stand. I'll be coming back to this later. Number 2, being reasonable and realistic. When it comes to being reasonable and realistic, really ask yourself if you enjoy science and math as engineering is really just that. If you can't stand math or science, chances are you will be changing majors within the semester. For example, mechanical engineering is basically physics 1 on steroids, and if you can't stand physics 1, you will hate most of the classes you take. This applies to math as well. Also, be realistic and reasonable in your ability to pass these classes. If you did horrible in physics and math in high school, what makes you think it will be any different in college? Yeah, you can tell yourself that you will try extremely hard and change your work habits, which can actually be a reality. Most people just like to convince themselves that they can do something when they're not willing to put the work. This comes back to previous work ethic. You can always change yourself, but ask yourself and dig deep if you are really willing to put in the work and change yourself, or if you're just doing engineering because your parents want you to, or you think it's going to make you a lot of money. Number 3, hard work. This goes back to the previous 2 tips. Anybody can say they're a hard worker or is willing to put in the work, but when it comes down to it, not everyone sticks to their word. Really know what hard work entails. Hard work entails late nights, all-nighters, very stressful day and nights, days where you will not be going out and will be missing out on events, parties, of that matter, and days where you just want to say, screw it, I'm changing majors. Know the difference of hard work and the concept of hard work. Ask yourself, how much do you want it? Most people are coming in at 18 and are not mature enough or have their priorities wrong and fall off track and aren't in the right mindset to put in the work, and that's all right. You just have to know what you're getting yourself into. Don't just say you're going to study and put in the work if you never have or don't know what that entails. There are going to be times where you want to give up and you have to remember why you started. Take time to learn about yourself and what drives you. Is engineering a badge of honor? Was it persuasion from your parents? Or was it because you truly wanted to be an engineer? For example, there were times during my college career where I was ready to change majors and give up, but I took a step back and really thought why I wanted to be an engineer and chose my major in the first place and what drove me. Those values and motivations is what kept me going and is what's still keeping me going. Number 4, know the risk of just trying it out. Some people come into engineering thinking that they will try out engineering and see if it's for them. Well, that's totally fine. It's really wise to know really early on whether engineering is for you. Staying in for too long or taking on more than you can bear can really impact your GPA, and you might dig yourself into a hole you can't get out of. People stay in engineering for 1 or 2 years before they decide it's not for them, and by then their GPA is ruined, or they're at a place where their GPA is so bad that other colleges won't accept them even if they were to try and change majors. Let's be real. University is expensive, and you don't want to be spending unnecessary amounts of yours or your parents' money for unnecessary reasons. Number 5. And the most important one to take out of it all. Shit's hard and most people don't make it. People don't like to be told that they can't do something, and I completely understand. However, this comes back to being realistic and reasonable. If If I wanted to be in the NBA, but I haven't played basketball since the 10th grade, it doesn't mean it's impossible for me to join the NBA, but it does mean it's very unlikely that will ever happen. I believe everyone can be an engineer, but does everyone have the time to develop the work ethic and patience required to become one? Not so much. It all comes down to how bad you want it and where you stand in terms of your ability to understand and pass the classes. Know your worth. If you've struggled with math and sciences, know what you're getting yourself into. If you're willing to put in the work, really be able and willing to put in the work. I took chemistry 2 with Professor Dr. Bott, who was notorious for being a hard teacher. At the very beginning of the class, he addressed that not everyone was going to pass the class and that most people overestimate their ability to pass or pull up their grades. He gave an example from the movie Dumb and Dumber when people hear they have the chance, they ignore the logic and percentage of the chance and just focus solely on the, you're telling me I have a chance. Having a chance to pass a class by no means it's a good chance or that it is within your favor. Be smart about your decisions and know your worth. Once you can come to terms with your abilities and what you can and can't do, you can effectively and strategically see if engineering is for you. I hope the following tips of advice helped you or gave you some insight. And whoever hears this, please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. Best of luck.